Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 11th of March, the 71st day of 2024, with 294 days ahead of us on our way to 2025. We're almost done with winter. This past Thursday, some snowflakes fell amid mostly rain, and of the small patches of snow left from weeks ago, almost everything melted, briefly contributing to the puddles, some of which temporarily became sloughs, such as the one we have behind our townhouse, where the swale is such that the area becomes an attraction to a pair of waterfowl we have named Mr. and Mrs. Mallard. They arrive when the water is sufficient for them to paddle about, poke their bills into the bottom of the slough, and pull up tender new shoots of grass about to emerge from the landscape. Then they waddle for a while, like fine feathered sidewalk inspectors without sidewalks, surveilling the soggy vicinity and its other potential soft spots for impromptu excavation. Mr. and Mrs. Mallard probably do not know or care that we have always extended an open invitation to them. I would contrast our no questions asked to a couple of stanzas from Daniel Halpern's poem, Invitation. Should we take a trip? Find a room in the woods with a fireplace, the scent of dry wood on fire, of pine beyond the room where we could be falling asleep, entangled? Entangled is a good word for the looks of the woods these days, one thing melting into the next, then freezing overnight to thaw slightly the next morning and perhaps become separated. How entangled are we as citizens of a country that on the one hand has made over 100 shipments of weapons of one sort or another to Israel in the past 5 months, and on the other hand is sending supplies of assistance to the victims of the Israeli attacks? Heavenward, one of the faintest constellations of the zodiac, Cancer the Crab will be hanging just below Gemini's two brightest stars, Pollux and Castor, and slightly to the right and above the bright star Regulus. Due south and high up in the sky tonight and tomorrow night around 10 p.m., keeping close company with Cancer the Crab will be M44, also known as the Beehive Star Cluster. And since our new moon occurred yesterday, today our slenderest sliver of a crescent moon will be in its ascending node, and Wednesday our moon and the planet Jupiter will appear next to one another. Saturday brings us March's first quarter moon. Today in 1702, the first English daily newspaper, the Daily Courant, was published. Today in 1744, the English auction house Sotheby's held its first auction, which happened to be of books. Today in 1779, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers was established. Today in 1824, the U.S. War Department created the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Today in 1850, the Women's Medical College of Pennsylvania opened as the second female medical school in the U.S. Today in 1892, the first public basketball game was played in Springfield, Massachusetts. Today in 1918, the nonprofit Forest Conservation Land Trust, Save the Redwoods League, was founded by Merriam, Grant, and Osborne in San Francisco, California. Today in 1953, F.M. Adams, the U.S. Army's first woman doctor, was commissioned. Today in 1968, Otis Redding became the first person in the U.S. to posthumously receive a gold record for his single, Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay. Today in 2020, the World Health Organization's Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus declared COVID-19 a pandemic, having at that point already resulted in 122,000 cases worldwide and 4,400 deaths. Today in 1931 in Melbourne, Australia, Sir Keith Murdoch, a famous World War I correspondent and prominent publisher of the Melbourne Herald, and his wife Dame Elizabeth Joy Murdoch welcomed their new son Rupert into the world. Still a teen, young Rupert was sent to Oxford, England, where he studied political science and economics. When Sir Keith died in 1952, Rupert had first supposed he would be inheriting his father's position at the Herald, for the son had spent 2 years working as a junior sub-editor for London's Daily Express, learning the business. But when Rupert returned to Australia, he was stunned to discover that his father's financial interest in the Herald was much smaller than Rupert had figured, and that now his legacy was little more than two struggling papers. One of Rupert's friends would later remark, "The greatest driving force in Rupert's life was the feeling that his father was cheated." Soon Rupert was changing the editorial policies of his papers, embracing lurid headlines and sensational stories, and incorporating as much sex as possible, tactics which were apparently proving profitable. By 1968, he was worth at least $50 million. When he returned to England, he bought London's News of the World and The Sun, doubling the latter's circulation with novelties such as the daily Page Three Girl, a topless beauty. Then Rupert crossed the Atlantic to buy an assortment of American publications, including the New York Post, New York Magazine, the Village Voice, TV Guide, and 17. He also moved into television and films, purchasing Fox Studios, acquiring rights to NFL football, and wooing several NBC affiliates to Fox. Unembarrassed by his tactics, Rupert says, "A press that fails to interest the whole community is one that will ultimately become a house organ of the elite engaged in an increasingly private conversation with a dwindling club." Today is also the birthday in 1544 of Italian poet Torquato Tasso. In 1819, of the English sugar producer who would establish London's Tate Gallery, Henry Tate. In 1885, of British motor racer Malcolm Campbell. In 1895, of American comedian and member of the Three Stooges, Shemp Howard. In 1898, of American jazz trombonist Miff Mole. In 1903, of American orchestra leader Lawrence Welk, and of American silica inventor James Franklin Hyde. In 1922, of American actress and first African-American woman to direct on Broadway, Vinette Carroll. In 1926, of American civil rights leader Ralph Abernathy, and of the American surgeon who performed the first successful liver transplant, Thomas Starzl. In 1934, of television journalist Sam Donaldson. In 1936, of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. In 1939, of Tex-Mex Conjunto accordionist Flaco Jimenez. In 1947, of American rock vocalist and keyboardist Mark Stein. In 1948, of Dutch rocker George Kjomans. In 1950, of American jazz singer and songwriter Bobby Don't Worry Be Happy McFerrin. In 1952, of English writer Douglas Adams. In 1961, of English rock bassist Mike Percy, and of Canadian Scottish rock guitarist Bruce Watson, and in 1969, of American actor Terrence Howard. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Here's to the 12th week of winter and to the 11th week of 2024.